Port Aransas Mayor Charles Bouillon has his own system when watching for hurricanes. In his office is a map of the Gulf. On it are dime-sized magnets plotted in a curved line pointing towards Alabama.
This was my plot of the other storm. It was a little bit more this way.
Is that Alberto?
Yeah.
Alberto was the first named storm of this season, and it came early, before June 1st. A storm or hurricane will get on Bouillon's map when it crosses certain lines of latitude and longitude. He points to a spot between Cuba and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
So when it gets that far, then I start watching it.
This line?
This line right here, and this line right here.
It's been 9 months since Hurricane Harvey, and that's given Bouillon plenty of time for reflection. If he could change one thing about how Port Aransas handled the storm, he says it would be not letting residents back into the island so soon.
There were still power lines down. There were still gas leakages that we were dealing with, and we were still looking around for people. So you can't have a population with your children in the midst of all that. It's too dangerous.
Down the hall, Mayor Bouillon introduces me to Rick Adams. The plastic sign next to his door says Development Services Director. Taped underneath, though, there's a sheet of paper with Emergency Manager printed on it.
I think it's been handled in various ways, but I became the full-time designated Emergency Manager 5 years ago.
In this town of less than 4,000, one person can wear a few different hats. Adams has his own Harvey takeaways. In the hours after Harvey, he says the city's satellite phones were useless.
We lost all communication, so we were basically radio silent completely for a couple of days. We had some sat phones, some Iridium handheld satellite phones that we didn't realize that in inclement weather, heavy cloud cover, aren't very effective.
He holds one up. It's about the size of a walkie-talkie. Now the city knows better, and they've got an upgrade.
We have since actually now have in place, actually right under my desk here, two case-based different types of satellite phones that are much more powerful that won't be subject to inclement weather.
Adams pulls two large suitcases from under his desk and snaps them open. One contains a massive phone system, the other a bunch of cables. He says it was donated by Nueces County Emergency Management. While he's pulling out cables, a small rubber ducky falls out.
Is that like a good luck charm?
It is, and there's a group of us that have been working together in emergency management for a long time. And
he says emergency planners along the coast all have rubber ducks that they bring to meetings.
And whenever we have presentations, we all have our ducks, and usually when all our ducks are in a row is when things are working right. So everybody brings their duck to the table, and we do our best to keep them in a row.
That's right, ducks in a row. For the record, Adam's duck has small devil horns. Port Aransas isn't in this alone. During storms, governments in coastal cities all stay in contact with the National Weather Service. Meteorologists at its office in Corpus Christi are keeping a constant eye on the Gulf. John Metz is the warning coordination meteorologist, the point person for local governmental entities. He says Harvey was unique.
The 63 hurricanes that have hit our state in 150 years, only four have rapidly intensified like Harvey.
Metz says to detail the intensity, they had to use words like life-threatening, devastating, and catastrophic.
In just my career, I've been here in South Texas 26 years, I've never had to use that type of message before, but we needed to get people's attention that this was potentially deadly.
The National Weather Service predicts there will be 10 to 16 named storms this year. Metz says 5 to 9 of those could become hurricanes. While Port Aransas is ready, they and other Texas towns are still recovering from Harvey. They hope this year they'll have a chance to catch their breath without a major hurricane and continue rebuilding. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.